Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever moving on.
Jenny's old bedroom will make a great nursery. Then Lionel and Jenny can leave the baby with us as often as they like.
Oh, yes, I can hardly wait. We'll feed it. We'll play with it. You'll change it.
Oh, that must be our helpers. Hi, everybody. Come on in.
Over here, Tom.
Well, it's about time. Hey, George, that's some shirt. What color was it before you fell on the peacock?
Why? You trying to find a color you ain't married yet?
George, be nice.
Please, how can I be nice when I'm missing the biggest poker game of my life?
Poker? That's all you've been talking about all day.
Well, I told you Charlie Warner's going to be there, and he owns a whole chain of motels. You know what that means?
He knows a lot of people named Smith.
No, it means he's got a lot of dirty laundry. That means a lot of business.
Well, George, if you really rather play poker...
Oh, no. He promised to paint. And he's going to keep his promise or else.
Or else what?
Or else you're going to be staying at one of Charlie Warner's motels.
Well, hey, let's get started.
Louise, would you and Florence like to help me paint the walls?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. Florence, will you bring that drop cloth with you?
Okay.
Well, since I'm the tallest, I'll paint the ceiling.
I guess that means you do the baseboards, huh?
George, can you grab those newspapers?
What color we paint in the room?
Well, Helen wanted her favorite color, and I wanted mine, so we decided to mix them.
Oh, you painting it gray?
No, Helen liked yellow, and I like blue, so we're painting it green.
Green, that's great. Three of my favorite things come in green.
What's that?
Fives, tens, and twenties. Hey, Ralph, what are you doing here?
I have a message for you from Leroy, sir. He needs you to do his deliveries tonight because he has to go to Buffalo.
Buffalo, why?
Because he ate a cantaloupe for breakfast, sir.
What?
Well, sir, Leroy said the cantaloupe reminded him of an old friend, a Mr. Melonhead Miller. Leroy called Melonhead and discovered that he was getting married tomorrow to a female jockey.
A female jockey?
Yes. Should be a small wedding.
Give me the delivery list, Ralph. Let me see. Donatelli's Restaurant, Montclair Hotel, Atterbury State Hospital. Atterbury State Hospital. Ain't that the funny farm?
Yes, but I believe they'd rather you call it by another name.
Another name? Oh, yeah, I meant the Nut House.
Thanks, Ralph. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. I saw this on sale and knew I had to get it for the baby's bath. Isn't it cute, sir?
Oh, yeah. How much is this going to cost me?
Nothing, sir. Just a little gift from me to your first grandchild.
Oh, thanks, Ralph.
Yes. But I did tell you about those deliveries, sir.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Here's the keys. Get my van ready.
Come on, George. We have to get started.
Sorry, Weezy. Ralph was just here. I got to make Leroy's deliveries tonight.
I didn't hear Ralph. You're not trying to sneak off to play poker, are you?
Weezy, have I ever lied to you? I mean, recently. Honest, Weezy, I'm gonna make the delivery and I'll be right back.
You better be telling me the truth.
Cross my heart and hope to die.
Break your word and you just might.
See ya.
George, aren't you forgetting something?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is the recreation room, Mr. Davis. You'll be spending a lot of time here.
Yeah. What about Rover?
Rover?
Yeah, Rover, my dog. There, boy. Yeah. You be all right.
Yeah, right, Rover.
Come on, Rover. Don't mind him. Sit! Speak!
What do you want me to say?
Oh, hi, buddy.
I'm sorry.
What are you apologizing for?
Oh, did I apologize? I'm sorry.
What time is it?
You want my watch?
I don't want your watch.
I'm sorry.
What are you, nuts?
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, man, what a basket case. We gotta get out of here, Rover.
Put it right in here. There's some dirty laundry that you can take with you.
Mm. Hey, you ain't leave me here all alone, are you?
Don't worry, these people wouldn't hurt a fly.
It ain't the flies I'm worried about.
These weird dudes.
Hey, neighbor! Wanna buy a pen?
No, no, I gotta leave.
Come on, buy a pen!
I don't wanna buy
it. Buy a pen!
Okay, I'll buy one. I'll buy the black one.
Nope, can't have the black one.
Okay, I'll take the red one.
Nope, can't have the red one.
Well, give me the blue one.
Nope, can't have the blue one.
Well, forget it then, I don't want to buy a pen.
Cheapskate.
Matt, come on, you're holding up the game.
What are you playing?
Ping pong.
But you ain't playing with nobody.
All right, I'm playing ping. I can't get anybody to play with me. I'm the champ.
Oh.
Henry Palmer's the name.
Oh. Hey, you're not contagious, are you?
So you're the new inmate?
No, I'm just visiting.
Sure. From what planet? So how about a game?
No, I gotta get out of here.
Oh, come on! You look like you'd be pretty good for your size.
What do you mean for my size? I could beat you anytime I want, but I ain't got time.
Want my watch?
No, I'm getting out of here. Give me the pal. I'm gonna be playing the King Kong or ping pong.
King Kong, huh? Then you won't mind if I make a monkey out of you. Care to make a little wager?
Yeah, name the stakes.
Shall we say five?
You're on. Okay, I'll serve, sucker.
Good luck.
Don't worry. I'm gonna beat him so bad, I'm gonna drive him nuts. Oh, excuse me.
I hate losing.
Who doesn't?
I don't.
Okay, come on, Palmer, pay up. What the hell was that?
That's the shift change.
It means the attendants are changing shifts.
Come on, you owe me five. What are these?
Tokens.
Tokens? I ain't no Subway. Give me my money.
Oh, those are better than money. You can turn them in for candy or cookies.
Or pens.
Come on, Palmer, give me my money. I gotta get out of here.
And just where are you going?
To take the laundry.
What laundry?
That Hey, what happened to the laundry? And my coat?
Now, just take it easy.
No, but I mean, my keys were in my coat. How am I gonna get home?
This is your home, Mr. Davis.
Mr. Davis? Oh, wait a minute. No, you got the wrong guy. My name is George Jefferson, president of Jefferson Cleaners.
Oh, right. And I'm George Washington, president of the United States.
No, you see?
Now, look, Mr. Davis, you're here to get better. Now, where's your dog?
I don't have a dog.
See, you're getting better already.
Hey, look, will you guys tell him who I am?
He's King Kong. And a cheapskate.
No, look. Look, you gotta believe me. Look, I got some identification here.
Don't tell me. You're Donald Duck.
Look, I'm telling you, I'm George Jefferson. You gotta believe me. You got the wrong guy. Ask the attendant who brought me in here.
Oh, I will, as soon as he comes in tomorrow.
Tomorrow? You ain't keeping me here all night. Uh-huh. Okay, look. I can explain this whole thing. See, I got the duck from Ralph. Ralph came by to tell me that Leroy couldn't come because his friend the Cantaloupe was marrying his buffalo jockey. You don't believe me, do you?
Damn! Now, just take it easy. Nobody's gonna hurt you, Mr. Davis.
I'm not Mr. Davis. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy.
Okay, Mr. Davis. Will you come down if I give you back your duck?
Look, if you just let me make a phone call, you can talk to my wife. She'll tell you who I am.
A phone call costs 10 tokens.
That's right, Mr. Davis. How many tokens do you have?
Uh-huh. I got 5.
Well, the only way you're going to earn enough to make a phone call is by behaving like a mature, responsible adult.
Now, wait a minute, turkey. Okay. Have it your way. I'll behave like a mature adult.
Good. Then here's your duck.
Thanks.
Oh, my back hurts.
And I've got this pain in my neck.
Speaking of pains in the neck, where's Mr. Jefferson?
He has been gone a long time. I wonder what's keeping him.
Probably 3 of a kind.
Oh, Florence, George wouldn't be playing poker, would he? Why, that little sneak!
Well, I'm almost done with the ceiling, and I didn't get a drop of paint on me. Phew. Yeah. Oh.
George better get back here soon.
Oh, don't worry about it, Louise. Let him play cards with those big shots.
Nothing doing, Helen. When Mr. Big Shot gets here, I'm going to knock him down to size.
Well, that shouldn't take much knocking.
No.
I gotta get some tokens. Hey, wanna buy a duck? Hey, Palmer, I'll give you a chance to win your tokens back. Double or nothing on the ping pong table.
No, I don't feel like playing ping pong. Let's play cards.
Cards? Hey, yeah, we can play for tokens. Let's get everybody to play. Hey, come on, Herbie. You too, ballpoint. All right, what's your game?
We'll play gin.
Gin, hell, let's play a man's game.
Football?
No, poker.
Oh, my daddy never taught me how to play poker.
Good. I mean, I'll teach you. Okay. Everybody put one token up for your Annie.
Not me. I hate my aunt.
Just put a token up. Okay, we play straight poker. What are you doing?
I don't like that card. I don't like that card either.
Look, just wait. Everybody gets a chance to draw.
Straw. Wanna buy a pen?
Look, just hold your hand. Forget it, he's out. Okay. How many cards you want, Herb?
I fold.
You fold? What are you talking about? You got a full house.
Yeah, but I thought someone else would rather win. I'm sorry.
Look, Herbie, if you want to be a success, you got to stop apologizing. You got to be aggressive. Take me. I went out there and got what I wanted. Look where I am.
Yeah, in the nut house. I'll take 2.
I'll stay with these.
I don't know. I guess I'll have to check.
Okay, Herbie, watch me play this hand and you'll learn something about being aggressive, okay? I bet 3 tokens.
I'll raise you 5.
Okay, I'm all in. Got a straight.
Flush. Ace King. I caught the cowboy on the last card.
I thought you said your daddy didn't teach you how to play poker.
He didn't. My mommy did.
Damn, now I lost all my tokens. I'll never get out of here. They think I'm crazy.
I don't.
What do you mean, Herb?
I saw you bring in the laundry bag.
Yeah.
You mean he doesn't really belong in here?
That's right.
Fooled me. Not me.
If you knew that, how come you didn't tell him?
Well, they think you're crazy, and they may get mad at me if I tell them the truth. Sorry.
Not as sorry as I am.
Sorry.
Okay, look, Herb. Since you don't want to tell the truth, would you do something for me?
You want my watch?
No! I'm going to make a run for the door. I want you to scream to get their attention.
But,
Just do it!
Yes.
Okay? Now I'm going to go to the door. And when I count to 3, scream your lungs out. You got it? Okay. One.
Mr. Davis, you promised to behave.
I'm afraid that's going to cost you 1 token.
Put it on my bill. Hey, Herbie, what happened? Why are you screaming?
Somebody might have heard me.
Come on, let's play cards.
Forget it. I got to get money to make a phone call.
Tell you what. I'll loan you the tokens to make the call if you play cards with me.
You will? Oh, thanks, Palmer.
That's all right. We don't get many pigeons in here.
Time for a little break.
But Florence, we just took a break.
That was a big break. Now it's time for a little break.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello? Oh, just a minute. Louise, it's George.
George? The little weasel? He's been gone almost 3 hours.
Now that's what I call a break.
Yes, George?
Hey, Weezy, I'm in trouble.
What's the matter, George? You run out of chips?
I ain't playing cards. I'm stuck up here in Atterbury State Hospital. You know the funny farm.
Funny farm? Sure. And I'm old MacDonald.
You gotta believe me, Weezy. I'm in the nut house. Listen, hey, you guys, say something crazy.
Let's play cards.
Not playing cards, huh?
Weezy, look, I'm telling you the truth. You gotta come down and get me. They think I'm somebody else.
When you get home, you're gonna wish you were somebody else.
Weezy, wait, will you? Oh, man. She didn't believe me.
Maybe a note would be more sincere. Wanna buy a pen?
No, I don't wanna buy a pen!
It's obvious.
Wait.
You're gonna have to be restrained.
Wait, no, no. Hey, Herbie, say something. Tell him who I am, Herb.
He's never saw him before.
Herbie! Herbie, please, don't be afraid for once in your life. Say something.
Bye, Mr. Davis. Ah!
George in a mental institution. Can you believe that?
Yep.
Oh, I'll get it.
Hello, Mr. Willis, sir.
Hi, Ralph. What can I do for you?
Well, actually, sir, I'm just here to see Mr. Jefferson.
Well, Ralphie isn't here. He's at a poker game.
Really? I guess he finished those deliveries then, huh?
Deliveries?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I'm here. Leroy just called from Buffalo to thank Mr. Jefferson for making his deliveries.
Ralph? Was one of those deliveries to the Atterbury State Hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, George is out there.
We've got to go get him.
We better hurry. I know exactly where it is.
Oh, my. Let's go.
If you stay calm down, we'll take that off you.
Okay, okay. Look, Herbie, this is your last chance. You gotta do something.
He's right, I have to do something. You want my watch?
No!
Right in here.
George! George! Oh, oh! George!
Oh, I wish I had my camera.
What did they do to you? Why are you in that thing?
Looks like he's waiting to turn into a butterfly.
Who are you?
I'm Louise Jefferson, and this is my husband, George Jefferson.
See?
Look, he's no crazier than I am. We're about to have a grandchild together.
You see, George isn't supposed to be here. Leroy is.
Who is Leroy?
His delivery man.
Oh, you mean the guy who's marrying the cantaloupe?
No, the cantaloupe is marrying a jockey, remember?
Well, I don't know who's marrying who. But this man is my husband. You've got to believe me.
Now, look, we can't clear up all this until in the morning. And so until then, Mr. Davis is staying here.
Help! Help!
Quiet! Did I say that?
Yeah, you did, Herb.
I did? Well, and, this man is George Jefferson, and, I saw him bring the laundry in.
Attaboy, Herb! You did it!
I did.
Then, who is Lester Davis?
He is.
I'm on the street for only 3 hours. 3 hours! I was flashed, mugged, and nearly hit by a bus. Man, it's crazy out there!
Right, Rover?
I'm awfully sorry about the mix-up, Mr. Jefferson.
I'm sorry I didn't believe you.
I'm sorry, too.
About what?
Everything.
Herbie.
Sorry.
Well, Jefferson, it was kind of nice meeting you.
Same here, Paula.
Here, have a pen.
Thanks.
Forget it.
Hey, put it there, Herb. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, George.
Hey, look here, when you get out, Herbie, I want you to come and see me. You got a job at the Jefferson Cleaners. $500 a month.
Wow!
$750. Take it or leave it.